Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Freedom Show. I'm your host, Catherine Gordon. Now, today on the Sugar Freedom Show, we're going to talk about the Transformation Checklist. We're getting ready at Gordon Studio in Sonora, California, to start a customer appreciation challenge. And I want to say hi to all of my local Gordon students. Hang on, everybody. Well, that's exactly what life is like. You get ready to do a podcast and all of a sudden a frog jumps into your throat. Sometimes you get ready to run a transformation and a frog jumps into the works too. But don't worry, my throat is clear, my thoughts are clear, we're ready to get started. So once again, I'm Catherine Gordon. I'm the author of Sugar Freedom and I'm the owner of Gordon Studio in Sonora, California. And I specialize in body transformation, mostly for women, but sometimes for men. We're getting ready to start a client appreciation challenge. And what this is local, and this is for everyone who is a client at Gordon Studio. We're all going to get together and make our goals and be the goal-getters and have a great year in 2016. So this audio, this podcast, is to get everyone ready with a transformation checklist. And we're going to start at the top of the transformation checklist with the most important question, which is, why do you want to transform? And as I've been a coach and a trainer and a fitness nutrition specialist for a number of years now, what I have truly come to understand is that the first thing that you need to establish is your why. Why do you want to transform your body? And the other thing that I've come to realize as I've coached my clients and as I've gone through my own transformation and maintained it for years is that very often that why has nothing to do with the physical and it has everything to do with your life purpose. If you go back to when you were a child and you think about the things that you delighted in then, and I'll give you an example, that when I was 10 years old, I was doing a couple of things. I was dancing around the living room. I was absolutely in love with horses, and I loved to sing, and I loved to act. Now, it's interesting because I've ended up becoming a personal trainer and a transformation coach, but the reality is that every day in my studio, I'm moving about my body in a way that I enjoy and that fulfills me and that leads my clients to fulfillment as well. I now am teaching a dance class in the studio, and I'm also getting ready to write a musical about getting off of sugar. So as you can see, using myself for an example, my figure transformation is specifically connected to the things that I love to do and the things that I loved to do as a child, and about the only thing that's missing is the horses. But now I have two beautiful Australian shepherds, one a year and a half old and another one a puppy. So my love of animals is also still vital and alive and active in my life. So please take a moment right now to see, look back and look at the things quite specifically that give you delight. Now, your work can have aspects of delight in it. If you're a lawyer, if you delight in justice, well, we hope that if you're a lawyer that you delight in justice, that's how this would be connected. If you're a sanitation worker, if you work, you know, keeping our streets clean, it could be that a clean and beautiful environment is what you delight in. If you are a teacher, perhaps you delight in the growth and the development and the learning and understanding of the young people, or if you teach adults or the adults around you. So think about the ways that you delight in life, what is wonderful in life, and how having a fit and healthy body can inform that. So that's your message for today on setting your goals is not just what you want in terms of being accepted by society or attracting romance or accepting yourself, although accepting yourself is very important. Think in terms of what you would love, what would spark joy, to quote Marie Kondo, who wrote about the art of tidying. And for myself, I've spent years thinking about the process of transformation and trying to understand what are the keys to unlock the door to transformation. And one of them is, what are the things that bring me delight and how can a healthy body inform that? The second checklist is to have an understanding for the period in which you're really accelerating towards your transformation, that you have to come into it with a kind and a loving attitude. And so number two, first you choose your goal. How would it create delight in your life? And number two is to step away and to make an active practice of eliminating negativity. Negativity toward yourself and negativity toward others. One of the things that I have observed that stops a transformation cold is negativity. Now, I know that I've spoken before very specifically of how injury can stop a transformation process. Now, stick with me for a second. I'll explain why this is important. One of the things that I've noticed as an observer and also as a coach is that, and really, I'm knocking wood here, I'm so grateful that at Gordon Studio, we're very committed to picking modifications of exercises that are safe for everyone in order to create success and prevent injury. But sometimes we do see the tweaks, the pulls, sometimes they do happen, and very often they come when we get impatient for results. When we want to push through, we want to see that scale move, we want to see those clothes get looser, we want to get our results, and so we push a little bit too hard. And I think it's the same thing with negativity. We want success so quickly, we want it right now so that we can feel good and so that we get to do the things that we want to do. And when it doesn't come, we often heap negativity on ourselves. So those of you who are in the Challenge at Gordon Studio and all of you who are listening, and I did not come up with this. Of course, this is not new, but I want you to consider going on a negativity fast. As you know that in the Sugar Freedom Program, we eliminate added sugar, we eliminate all grains, and we eliminate all processed vegetable oils. And now it's time to eliminate negativity, negativity toward ourselves and negativity toward others. Do you see a pattern in what you do of when people around you express the goals that would delight them? Are you the kind of person who finds it necessary to point out the reasons why they may not be able to achieve them? If this is you, and I believe that I've done it, and perhaps you've done it as you need to let that habit go for the next 6 weeks of the challenge. And I'm going to repeat it because it is so important. If you find that you are the kind of person that when someone expresses a dream to you, that you find it necessary to point out the reasons why they cannot accomplish that dream, for the next 6 weeks, you need to let that go. Now, be aware that very often, the people around us who point out the reasons why we can't achieve what we want to achieve, very often, they do serve a very helpful purpose. For example, say you want to get in your car and drive to New York. They might point out the things you need. It's like, well, you know, you better, you know, make sure that you have enough money, make sure that you have enough gas, make sure you have a map, and say that you wanted to take a particular route, but they know that a bridge is out on that route. They might want to point out, oh, by the way, don't take this route because the bridge is out. And this is very helpful. And very often, the people who are around us who may react negatively to expressions of our dreams and our desires, very often they really are being helpful. Maybe they're a little bit afraid for you and they are trying to protect you from disappointment. So if you say, wow, I'm really excited and I'm going to reach my goal weight and my goal size of whatever happens to be, maybe it's a size 10, in the next 6 weeks. And perhaps they immediately say, oh, I tried to do that and these are the things that got in my way and I wasn't able to succeed. It may be that they're pointing that out in order to save you from disappointment. For the next 6 weeks, you need to have an active practice of gently brushing that aside and letting it go. And so mentally, if you express a dream, if you express a desire, and what comes up from the people around you is the reasons why it won't work and why you can't have it, you need to take a deep breath and gently, mentally imagine your hand sweeping the objection aside. And then I want you to see me, Catherine Gordon. I want you to see my smiling face, and I want you to see me nodding and saying, you can do it. Have your dream. Keep going. Don't be afraid. Now, so we're going to go into a negativity fast for the next 6 weeks. So not only you're going to sweep aside the negative objections of others, and you also need to sweep aside the negative objections of the character that sits on your shoulder and tells you that you can't achieve it either. So go ahead and use that same practice. Imagine your hands sweeping them aside, and then imagine my smiling and waving face saying you can do it. Now, if the image of me, Catherine, as your coach is not effective, you can imagine a butterfly, you can imagine Jiminy Cricket, you can imagine a puppy, but you need to you need to create an image for yourself of your virtual cheerleader. And I really like the image of a butterfly coming in, the butterfly wings, sweeping the negativity away, or Jiminy Cricket, or a happy puppy saying, you can do it. I know it seems silly, but you can do it, and you do need to do this. Now, with no further ado, I'm going to share with you the ultimate beauty secret, because it is connected to the practice that I just described to you. The negativity fast. Do not accept the negativity of others toward your goals. Gently brush it aside and bring in your virtual cheerleader. Do not accept your own negativity. Brush it aside and bring in your virtual cheerleader. And now I'm going to share with you the ultimate beauty secret, and it is to see and appreciate and delight in the beauty of everyone around you. This is crucial. This is essential. And this is one of the essential elements of how I was able to transform and how I'm able to keep off the weight that I lost. You must see the beauty in the people around you. I also believe that this is the secret to my being an effective trainer, an effective transformation coach, and an effective success coach. In everyone I see, I am seeing the extraordinary beauty in who they are and what they do. And you don't just have to use this with women, you can use it with men. Let's talk about how this connects with the body positive movement and also why it's so important for me to share this with you today. Yesterday, I was checking my email, and an email came through from Pinterest. And the email said, we found some pins we think you might like. So I was looking at them because very often they're sugar and grain-free recipes or they're body weight exercises, and very often they're things that are very, very, very helpful. Yesterday, the pins I might like led me to some pins that were very, very different. And these were Thinspiration pins. If you don't know what it is, you may not want to go looking for it, but it was very distressing because it was a series of pins and what I'll almost call icons that show a photograph of an extraordinarily thin female with words and references that would encourage one to pursue that image. And quite frankly, it was extraordinarily distressing because these images were images of women who were extraordinarily thin. And I think that what shocked me is that when Pinterest looks at what you're pinning, they have algorithms that make assessments about what you're interested in and what you're trying for. And it made me aware that some of the things that I'm posting has made the algorithm at Pinterest assume that what I'm going for is what we call thinspiration or thinspo. And this really brought me up short because this is not what I am going for. What I am going for is the movement and the eating that will bring you into alignment with the body, vitality, and health that is going to allow you to fulfill your dreams. My biggest concern right now is that for whatever reason, the media has decided to present images to us as women that are only attainable for a tiny, tiny fraction of the population. So how do we deal with this? How do we confront this? Well, number one, we deal with it by looking at the science. And the science says that a healthy body does not have to be extraordinarily thin. Let me give you a specific example. One of my favorite body fat calculators is the Army Body Fat Calculator. And if you go to their website, their target body fat percentage for women is 26%. Now, this is incredibly healthy. It's very doable. And if the Army says that 26% is their target, yes, they do want their female soldiers to be below 31% or 30%. But if that's their target, boy, that sounds good for me, because that is a woman who's going to be vital and who's going to be strong and who's going to be able to support herself and her fellow soldiers. I've also done some research on what is the ideal body fat percentage for getting pregnant, because it assumes to me that if a woman who is at her highest state of fertility, she's probably in a pretty good state of health. And what we know for sure, some obstetricians say that fertility can be compromised at body fat percentages right around 22%. In other words, even though the Victoria's Secret models are going for 18% or lower, we know that that is going to compromise fertility. So we might not want to beat ourselves down to getting that low. I also feel that if women are naturally slender, we need to support and accept them too. So coming back to the ultimate beauty secret, seeing beauty in everyone around you, if someone is very slender, go ahead and see beauty in them as well, because this is for everybody. This isn't just for somebody in what I, Catherine Gordon, consider to be a healthy body fat percentage. We need to see the beauty in everyone and accept them for who they are right now. That's some of the esoteric things. Those are some of the mental things I want to share with you. Now let's get down to specifics. Actionable things that you want to have in line so that you can have a healthy, happy, productive transformation experience. Now, one thing I want to talk about that is a specific measurement that we can use to help set our goals, and that is that your waistline becomes less than 50% of your height. Let me be specific. If the average woman is 5'4", that's 64 inches, so we're looking for a waist measurement that's below 32. Once you get below that, now you're bringing your body in alignment with your life purpose. If you are a professional dancer and say you want to dance on point, you may want to be leaner than, say, a jazz dancer or a hip-hop dancer, correct? So this is one of the things we can start with, that waist measurement. Once you get to below 50%, then you start to get into specific goals that you have to help your body and your vitality fulfill your life purpose. So that's goal one. Measure your waistline, see where it falls, and then set the goals from there. Now, we're going to go on into our checklist. So we've got your overall goal. You need a nutrition strategy. My clients are going to be using Sugar Freedom. You're going to need meal plans. You're going to need to know what you're going to eat. You're going to need recipes. You're going to need a shopping list. And then you're going to need a master food list, knowing what's going to be on your list for the time when you are addressing fat release. And so you're going to want to be after fat-releasing foods. Let's break that down a little bit further. The way I coach and the way you may want to approach your transformation is we have 3 days on the sugar strike, and this is essentially an elimination diet. We're eliminating all sugar, all grains, all processed vegetable oils, And we're also concentrating on above-ground vegetables. And during these first 3 days, we don't eat fruit. And we don't eat potatoes and sweet potatoes or nuts or cheese. And then after the first 3 days, as the body shifts into fat burning and as the appetite modifies, moderates, and lowers, then we begin to add foods back. So I'm adding this as an example of your master food list. You've got to know if you're doing an elimination-type strategy, as we do in Sugar Freedom, you need to know what is on that list and then what's off that list, and then you also need to know what you're going to be adding back. One of the reasons that Sugar Freedom works is that during those first 3 days, we're eliminating all of the foods that, in my experience, tend to create craving and food obsession. We take a break from them, and then we slowly add back foods that are non-trigger foods. For me personally, as a sugar addict and as a compulsive overeater and a food addict, quite frankly, my goal is one day at a time to never eat the trigger foods again. You may not be a sugar or a food addict. In that case, as you come closer to your goal weight and your goal body fat percentage and your goal waist measurement, you may be adding back foods, and you may very well be adding back plenty of foods that I, one day at a time, won't be adding back. So going forward, everyone, those of you who are with me on the transformation, here's the pattern. You're going to be on the sugar strike for the first 3 days. You're going to be on the week one meal plan after that, which is going to add back one serving of fruit. Weeks 2 through 6, you may be adding back some sweet potato or potatoes, and then you're also going to be having bonus days where you're going to be enjoying more fruit, more nuts, more cheese, and perhaps more root vegetables. So that's my podcast for today, and that is your transformation checklist, which is your goal, nutrition strategy, meal plans, recipes, shopping lists, and master food lists. So there you have it, and I hope that you'll join me again on the Sugar Freedom Show. Thank you for bearing with me through clearing my throat. And that's the other thing. As you get started on something new, like a transformation, just like at the top of this podcast, you might hit some snags, especially during the first week. Allow yourself the first week. You might hit some snags. You might make some look to be like mistakes. Don't worry. Learn for them. Get organized and keep going. Have an amazing transformation. And I hope that these tips were helpful for you today. I certainly know that I enjoyed being on this call for you. If you need to ask me any questions, you can email me, Catherine@sugarfreedom.com. That's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. You can go to the website, sugarfreedom.com/blog. And if you're local and you want to come in to Gordon Studio and do the challenge, you can go to GordonStudioSonora.com. Once again, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you today with this transformation checklist, and tune in next time for the Sugar Freedom Show. Bye-bye.